So let's begin by taking a few nice, long, slow, deep breaths. Really breathing that air in, holding for a few seconds, and then exhaling. And in your own time, just allow your eyes to close down comfortably. It's time for you to listen to my words, to listen to some suggestions. And for these suggestions to be effective, for these suggestions to help you, requires you to relax, to allow your brain to sit back, to observe, to let go of trying to think or trying to understand. And instead, allowing the unconscious mind to just absorb. Like when standing under a shower, or laying still in a bath. Just absorbing the warmth, the joy, the comfort, the relaxation. After a challenging day, winding down. Allowing your body to relax. Becoming aware now of the surface beneath you. And feeling your feet resting. Comfortably relaxed and secure. Allowing your hands to rest gently on your lap or beside you. Allowing them to feel heavy. As you begin to feel heavy and let go. Calmness and relaxation just beginning to flow through your body now, gradually, from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of those toes. Every nerve, every cell, every fiber. Every consciousness of your body is relaxing now. Relaxing. Letting go of tension. Letting go. Every night, most of us go to sleep. We don't know exactly how or when we will go to sleep. We just know that it usually happens all by itself. 1 minute we're awake, aware of our thoughts, and the next thing we know, several hours have passed by and it's time to get up. Sleeping is easy and natural for many of us. And after a good night's sleep, we can awaken, refreshed, alert, and ready to embrace each new day. But for some people, the natural course of sleep is interrupted. They may feel wide awake in the early hours of the morning, and yet they know if they were to get up, right there and then, they would probably be flagging and out of energy by lunchtime. Others, when they awaken, may find intrusive thoughts going round and round and round in their heads. And the more they try to put those thoughts out of their mind, the more those thoughts seem to persist. Some people call this Coue's Law. Because many years ago, a man named Émile Coue discovered what he termed as the law of reversed effect. This essentially means that the harder we try to do something, the more difficult it becomes to actually do it. Perhaps you've noticed this. Have you ever tried hard to remember the name of someone or something? and you've racked your brain for what seemed like hours, even though it may be on the tip of your tongue. And yet your mind still won't reveal that name. And it's only later, when we put all thoughts of trying to remember aside, that name suddenly springs up from nowhere and pops into your mind. Now, the secret of beating the law of reversed effect at its own game is simple. You just stop trying. And this is how we're going to beat that old problem of yours. That old problem of waking up, intermittent broken sleep, perhaps waking in the early hours and trying so hard to get back to sleep. So, from now on, you're going to stop trying to go back to sleep. Instead, you will just do it. This may take a little practice at first. After all, your conscious mind has become so used to you waking up in those wee hours. But very soon, your subconscious mind will surprise you with a deliciously blissful full night's sleep, with no interruptions, no waking up, or spending what seemed like an eternity trying to recapture the peaceful, restful state you were previously enjoying. There are also some very simple exercises that can help you along the way. And you may like to try some of these out, until you discover one that works well for you. So, the very next time you awaken in the early hours, and you're not ready to get up, I want you to first of all put all thoughts of sleep out of your mind. In fact, to start with, you could consciously and deliberately focus on something pleasant and distracting. Then, move your body into the comfortable position you were in, just as you were when you awoke, and for a few moments, I'd then like you to take a few slow, relaxing breaths. At this stage, perhaps you can empty your mind. Maybe visualize yourself putting all of those intrusive thoughts into an imaginary box, placing that box on a bedside table. Maybe you can imagine the size and the color of this box. What's it made of? Is it wood? Metal? Card, ceramic, plastic, maybe something else. There might be a lock or a clasp on the box. If so, I want you to notice that too. And as your body begins to feel even more comfortable and relaxed, feel the weight of the box. Is it heavy or light? Would you need one hand or two to lift it? How does it feel when you rub the surface of the box? Breathing calmly and comfortably, feel your body relaxing once more. Those muscles are still half asleep. So this will be easy for you to do. You can relax those muscles gradually from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes, or the other way round. From the tips of your toes, moving slowly, gradually, up to the top of your head. Or just relax whichever muscles you choose to. It really doesn't matter which order you do it. And once you've done this, you can think of anything or anyone else. You can plan for tomorrow. Plan for a holiday. or you can reminisce on a fond memory. You can use this time to solve a problem or rehearse an activity that you've got planned, whatever. You do not use the thoughts that were previously going on in your mind. They're for tomorrow, or whenever you need to deal with them. You could even think about getting up to complete a task that you've been putting off, but the one thing you don't want to do now is to think about sleep. Some people like to look back at themselves as they were as a child, perhaps forming an image of how you looked back then. And it's interesting to see how you've changed over the years, and like anything else in your life, changes are always possible. Time passes by, and we don't even notice most of the time. And it's so nice to recall what your hopes and dreams for the future were when you were younger. And I wonder if you can remember. Did any of those dreams materialize yet? Or did you forget them in the passing of time? Forgetting comes easily when we are tired. Sometimes, when you turn over in bed to find a more comfortable position, the thoughts you were thinking can just disappear. And you'll be surprised to remember when morning time comes how sleep came so naturally to you, without you even realizing it suddenly overrode those thoughts, those plans, stealing away the ideas you had to make use of your time here, in a hypnotic dreamland. And instead, you were given some restful hours filled with beautiful dreams that lulled you away to a faraway island, perhaps, in those early hours. So from now on, you can forget about sleep in those small hours and make all the plans you want, making use of your time. For the short time you have, before drifting back off. And your subconscious mind knows how to forget. It's forgetting all the time, the things that it doesn't need to remember. And so what if you end up forgetting about the things that are no longer important? You can remember to forget about thinking about sleep. And more importantly, the things that are important that you think of if you wake in the early hours. Just notice how your butterfly thoughts can flit from one flower to another when your body and mind are tired. They do this so elegantly now that you can, but when you're ready, just forget how to remember. Yet they remember to forget in such a way that you only fleetingly remember just how it feels when you waken at your normal waking up time. To be refreshed and alert after a good night's sleep. You can remember to forget to remember. Only that, and as long as you remember to forget about thinking about sleep. Should you waken up in those early hours, then you really will be just fine. And you'll be surprised to remember when morning time comes how sleep came so naturally to you, taking over from all of those thoughts and plans, stealing away the ideas you had to make use of your time there, comfortable in bed. And instead, you were given some really restful hours filled with beautiful dreams lulled you away in the early hours. So now I want your subconscious mind to remember only as much as it needs to remember, to remain asleep all through the night. And when it comes time to awaken, and only when it's time to awaken, or should anything urgent happen to necessitate you waking up to take action, you can do so, feeling totally refreshed and alert. But for now, allow yourself to remain in this calm, relaxed state. This calm, relaxed position. Remembering only that you need to remember. Remembering to forget what you don't need to remember. Allowing your mind to put all negative ideas and images and thoughts into that box. Gradually relaxing all those muscles from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of those toes. Planning for tomorrow. Planning for a holiday. Reminiscing on a fond memory. Rehearsing an activity you've got planned. Looking back at yourself as you were as a child. Forming an image of how you looked then, remembering good times, good places, noticing how you've changed over the years, recalling hopes and dreams from yesteryear, making use of your time here in a hypnotic dreamland, being lulled away to some faraway land where your dreams can run free.